celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
What do you think are the top five busiest days for veterinarians? As a veterinarian, you should be able to take a good stab at this. This is research done by Wompley. They've determined the top 5 days for veterinarians.
Top 5 days that are busy. I would say any day right after a holiday.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
The day after the holiday, anytime. Halloween is definitely a big one. And then the 4th of July, that's another big one. Or the day after the 4th of July, just from injuries. The other thing we've been seeing a lot of, I would say, is just with nice warm spring weather coming. Warm weather gets people out with your animals, and we've been seeing oodles of dog fights. People take them hiking, they take them to the dog park, they take them walking, and just, you know, everyone's excited to be out with their dogs and maybe not always the most thoughtful about the situation getting into.
Are they off leash or do you know?
Combinations thereof, you know. Sometimes it's, you know, dog parks, sometimes it's dogs walking, other times, yeah, hiking. We do a lot of, you know, hiking in the areas around our area, and there's a lot of dogs off leash and most are well behaved, but, you know, it's when someone who likes the idea of taking their dog hiking and really hasn't tested them. They've not been acclimated to it. And, you know, a poorly socialized pet in that situation can really set off a problem for other dogs that can tolerate it and behave well.
Well, you're right. The busiest day for veterinarians, according to Wompley, is July 2nd, the 4th of July week, July 2nd, just before July 4th. The second busiest day is June 1st, June 4th, July 3rd, and then July 9th round out the top five. And then with Labor Day is the sixth busiest day of the year, and the day after Memorial Day, the seventh busiest day of the year. Your results may vary depending on where you live and of course, what kind of environment your dogs are in. If you're just now joining us, good timing. All throughout the show, I've been giving you little tidbits from the Wompley Survey of Animals. They did a bunch of surveys about what are the busiest days, how much we spend on our animals. We found out last hour that one of the top days for veterinarians is just before 4th of July. I figured now I've...
Top days like a busy day?
Most busy days. And Dr. Debbie says for her personally, it's just right after 4th of July. And I can understand. I can see
that. Yeah, that seems to make more sense to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
But you know, before 4th of July would be all those people getting sedatives and trying to get into your bed.
There you go.
Okay. And I guess people do go on vacation, so they go away earlier, so they're at that destination, so they're on the road traveling beforehand.
On this survey is the top busiest days for pet stores. Those are pretty easy, right? We can guess those, right?
Probably right around the holidays.
Right around Christmas.
Yeah.
December 22nd, the busiest day for pet stores.
Right.
And that's, you know, right up against the holiday there. They figure that last-minute toys for the dogs, right?
Exactly.
And the cats.
Procrastinating pet owners.
Yep. The second is the week before Christmas, the 21st, and then before Easter, the day before Easter. The middle of December, and then March 10th for some strange reason. I don't know what what that's about. But your average pet store during that will make between $2,000 and $3,000 a day. And the stores that make the most money, what cities do you think they're in? Well, Baltimore, Maryland tops the charts for the most that we spend at a pet store.
I would have said L.A.
Would you? Actually, California doesn't even show up in the top five. It's Seattle, Nashville, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Richmond, Virginia. And this, of course...
Yeah, I would have thought Seattle because
would
of all
you?
The tech dogs up there.
There are
I would have thought like Portland and Denver.
Yeah, no. We all spend a lot of money on our animals. And in fact, if you're listening right now, it's because you love your animals a little more than most people.